That's RN News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump says furloughed federal workers may not get any back pay after the government shutdown ends. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In 2019, President Trump signed legislation into law that ensures federal workers receive back pay during a government shutdown. But last week, he said there's no guarantee that'll happen this time. The president told reporters there are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of. On Capitol Hill, however, House Speaker Johnson took a different approach, promising that federal workers will get back pay once the government reopens. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Florida is experiencing a domestic migration boom.
Florida's cumulative 10-year income gain from people moving into the state, including a number of billionaires, is just over $1 trillion. Former Trump economic advisor Steve Moore says this is by far the greatest shift of wealth into one state in American history. He calls it the Florida Gold Rush.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Five people are in the hospital after a helicopter crash near Los Angeles. The incident happened yesterday in Huntington Beach, where authorities found the helicopter wedged in some palm trees outside a hotel. Two of the injured were still inside the helicopter while the other three were on the ground. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez is out of the hospital and has been booked into the Marion County Jail. Authorities say Sanchez assaulted a 69-year-old truck driver at a hotel loading dock in Indianapolis last weekend. The driver, identified as Perry Toll, told police he stabbed the former New York Jets star in self-defense. Toll has moved to sue Sanchez and the Fox Corporation for permanent disfigurement. This is SRN News. A new study of America's children and their screens.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals what kind of electronic devices kids are using and how old they are when they start. According to parents, 90% of youngsters watch TV, 68% use a tablet, and 61% have a smartphone. Incredibly, the Pew poll also indicates that about 60% of children between the ages of 2 and 4 have already begun interacting with a smartphone. Experts say those devices can expose kids to pornography and worse. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the conservative majority Supreme Court is taking the American justice system back to its original purpose. For some years, the court had followed what people on the left call a living reading of the Constitution. But the current court is aiming to enforce the constitutional principles understood by the Americans who ratified them in the first place. This is SRN News. A missing Virginia store cat is found after an inadvertently hitched a ride to another state.
Francine, a beloved calico cat living at a Lowe's in Richmond, Virginia, is back after a multi-state search. She's been a fixture there for 9 years after wandering in as a stray, then last month went missing, says General Manager Mike Sida.
You see her look in the truck, and she starts to pass it, and then she darts back and shoots into the truck.
The truck went to the distribution center in North Carolina, where Francine darted off, finally humane traps to get her back.
She has a home here as long as she wants to make Lowe's and Store 1037 her home.
Store Supervisor Wayne Schneider. I'm Julie Walker.
Diane Keaton, the Oscar-winning star known for films like Annie Hall and The Godfather, has died at 79. She passed away in L.A. yesterday. More details at srnnews.com.